that maybe it'd be cut off from this corn bin or cottonseed bin, be what they call a granary.
But that was inside the barn?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And then it'd be a saddle house and harness, put the harness in.
This was a separate building?
They'd all be in one, under one roof, but it'd be, there'd be uh-huh. separate, be partitions in there, you see.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you stack your hay out in the field, or?
Yeah, we, long time ago, didn't have no hay shed, and they'd have to stack it out in the weather.
Uh-huh.
We'd put a top on it, made out of haul loose hay, you see, and put up on top of uh-huh. it, and make a, try to keep from rottenness, the water soaking in rain when it rained.
Did you make these round, or were they loaf shaped, or?
The, you mean them stacks of hay?
Yeah.
No, they'd just, there'd be a long stack of hay, and it'd be up about, 8 or 10 bales high.
Uh-huh.
That's after we got the balers, but long time ago they stacked that hay loose
uh-huh.
out on this, make a long stack of hay, and it wouldn't be nothing, only this loose hay, but they'd let it run up here and make a comb so it, the water would drain off of it.
Uh-huh. When you had loose hay in the field, how did you gather it?
How
did you gather your hay when it was loose in the field if you weren't going to bale it?
Well, since I can remember, we had mowing machines, but we used to raise a few oats when I was small, and they had a, I don't know what,
a scythe and a cradle?
Yeah, and
oh,
a handle on it.
Yeah.
I can remember cutting them oats that way, but you couldn't raise many then, about 10 or 12 acres, about all you could take care of, you see.
Yeah, wear a man out just handling one of those things.
I can remember them old scythe blades.
How did you sharpen those?
Well, to sharpen them, I guess it'd sharpen them with a file, or a grindstone.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have them old grindstones, you know, you'd turn your hand.
Yeah, about this big around?
Yeah.
You really make them hum, did you put a little pressure on them?
Sure. Be hard better to get a boy to turn one now, wouldn't it? Yeah, it would.
Did you use those to sharpen your knives?
Yeah. Well, I'd use a wet rock mostly for them pocket knives, but use them for a butcher knife.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, when you used a mowing machine on your hay before you got a baler, did you make little piles out in the field for your hay to cure?
Yeah, but let's see now how we did do that. We'd have to get that hay, you see, in a big pile to stack it, and we'd haul it, you know, have a hay that had wagons in, you see, and they'd make a hay frame.
Yeah.
Come out over the side of the wagon.
Uh-huh.
And could haul a loose hay that way.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't hardly this, you could stack it up like you're talking about in little piles, but when full winter, it'd have to all be stacked up in one big pile and
uh-huh.
topped off there to keep it from rotting.
Did you call those little piles anything when they were out in the field?
Well, I don't remember now what they
shock
did.
Shock or a haycock or?
Well, but them shocks, we used to, when they got these binders, they'd shock oats, you see. Well, they'd call them little old piles of hay shocks, too.